disgusting. They smell, they're sticky, they say things that are horrible. 98.
Before we get to the Brady Report, which is right around the corner, we have to get, you know, it's a very male room. So our perspective on things is very male-based, and that's when we turn to our friend Jay for a little segment we like to call, What Are the Ladies Thinking?
I am strong.
Gentlemen, Jay Guttentag.
Hey, good morning, John and guys. Jay Guttentag here. Check it out. Kiss got everybody laid back in the day. My uncle used to listen to it, and I would see all these hot women, girls, that he was with. And he's only 7 years older than me, and he was getting laid and slaying it, right? So I was like, there's got to be something about this. So I started listening to it. That, you know, Led Zeppelin, Pink Floyd, or what have you, everything of that era, right? He was 7 years older than me, right? So I started slaying it, okay? Then what I wanted to also point out to you from your conversations this morning or from what you were saying, dude, size matters. Have you ever seen a 3-inch dildo?
No.
Or a 3-inch vibrator?
Brady,
you have not. You have not, because even for lesbians that take penetration, size matters. Just saying. Have a great day, guys.
Peace. Jay Guttentag. The ladies' perspective.
I am woman. Watch me grow.
Pretty
see
nice.
Me
watch me grow.
Toe to toe as I spread my loving
what?
Arms.
Into their loving arms. Don't worry about it. I told this to Brett, but I'm like, I think when Jay talks about that kind of stuff, there's a head on it. There's a nice froth going. Like a nice cold
I
beer on a July day.
F and U all the way down the hall.
Just saying. Thank you, Jay, for the ladies' perspective. Sometimes we don't get that. And
say it's like an A&W shop.
Yeah, yeah. It's Jay and Guttentag. Root beer's got that frosty mug taste.
Dick!
Just running down the side of the cup, so to speak. Anywho, but we need the ladies to mention. And she represents all ladies, and so that's your representative here. Thank you, Lady Jay. I never thought of that. You know, Kiss got everybody laid, from uncles to aspiring young lesbians. And she is right.
Playing it.
There are very few small sex toys for the ladies.
Just those little eggs, right?
Well, and that's the thing. When women say size matters or doesn't matter, they're lying, because too big's too big and too small's too small. Well, that doesn't. Yeah, that's size. That matters. You want one of them Goldilocks wieners like I got. Just right.
Size of an iPhone 8.
That's
good,
right. 8S.
Good temperature.
It's an 8S, Brett. Don't sell me short.
Oh, excuse me.
Yeah, don't sell me short. It's a little bigger than an 8S, actually. I'll show you. I'll show you after that.
I'm good.
Program. It is Thursday. Hooters loves NASCAR. You can head to Hooters the day after Chase Elliott finishes in the top 10. Or if he just doesn't finish at all, you can still go to Hooters. But it's special when he finishes in the top 10 because you score some delicious freebies. And get yourself an ice cold Bud Light and take advantage of Chase Elliott in that Hooters car kicking some arse on the big oval, and then head to Hooters and say, thank you, Hooters and Bud Light, for giving us this Brady Report. Brady, report it.
Good Thursday morning to you, Phoenix. Hello, world.
Hi.
Happy National Empanada Day.
As those Mexican pancakes.
No, pies.
Kind of
filled pies.
They're like the Mexican calzone.
Yeah. What's in it?
Oh, like spicy
Mexican
meat.
Stuff. So it's just a burrito. Yeah.
Spicy meat, flaky crust.
More of a flaky pie crust type of deal.
It's a burrito and a pie crust.
Completely.
I would just crack it open and eat the insides out like I do the burrito. That's what Jay said. Crack it open and eat the insides out, man. Get a head on it.
Oh, stop it.
Toledo's dying over here.
You know when you freshly tap a keg and the first few pours are all foam? That's my dress
head?
Right now, man.
It's like the cheese spigot at Fuddruckers.
That's
pour on the fries.
No, man, you went too far.
Oh, Brady.
You just wrecked my Lane Bryant skirt, you dick.
Nothing wrong with Lane Bryant's skirt.
Nothing at all. Big ladies need skirts too, man.
Sorry, Jay.
Keep it to yourself, Brady. Seriously, though, I'm frothing like Old Faith. It smells like sulfur, too.
Like a paint pot.
There's people from other countries gathered around to watch my next explosion.
Can't even walk around in Yellowstone. People just gather
just
around.
Gather around. What are you guys doing? I believe that you are the next one to blow. We smell the sulfur. That's because your daughter's hot. She made the froth. You want to put a little head on it?
Old Faithful.
Couple of baseless fun facts.
Here we go. She's about to blow. Sorry, go ahead.
Every 7 minutes. Julia Louis-Dreyfus was offered the part of Mia in Pulp Fiction.
Oh, wow.
But she turned it down because of her commitments to Seinfeld. This will make Huge. Uma Thurman feel good because other actresses that were considered.
Well, here, consider this. Had that not been Uma Thurman, there would have been no Kill Bill because they came up with the idea for that while shooting Pulp Fiction. That's it was Uma's idea. That's a Q. Remember, it's a Q and U or whatever they called it.
Worked out well.
Screenplay by Q and U, and it says something like that in the titles of Kill Bill because it's Quentin and Uma. It's their little project together.
So Quentin also inquired about Jennifer Aniston, Joan Cusack, Laura Dern, Bridget Fonda, Melanie Griffith, Daryl Hannah.
That would have been good.
Michelle Pfeiffer, good. Meg Ryan.
Good.
All booked. Uma made it happen. PowerPoint was originally developed in 1987 as a program for Apple computers called Presenter. Microsoft wound up buying it for $14 million and launching their own version in 1990. Hmm. Princess Diana and Prince Charles had only been together in person 13 times before their wedding in 1981.
No kidding. Oh,
yeah. That was set up.
Well, yeah, but 13 times is all. Mike Elliott just texted me one word, frothy. I think I wrecked his Lane Bryant skirt, too.
Sour Patch Kids are called very bad kids in France.
Only in French.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, they don't say very bad. Very bad kids.
This guy in his 20s robbed a bank in Bad Soden, Saalmünster, Germany.
Nailed it.
Did it on Tuesday. Pulled a gun, demanded money, and took off with a bag of cash. But when the cops asked bank staff and witnesses to describe the guy, they couldn't. Because they were too distracted by his colorful 80s style tie. Oh. So he had this flashy tie on. Drew everyone's attention.
The Germans couldn't do it. It's a beautiful tie.
Get a face,
how could I look
features.
At his face with such a stunning
we're
tie?
Not used to so many colors.
Reminding us so much of the better times before the wall fell.
Please, the police have no leads.
Harken back.
Harken back to a time where colors were amazing to all of us.
1989.
Oh, it's marvelous. Mr. Gorbachev, rebuild this wall.
Here we go. We have another toilet baby.
Oh.
Melissa.
Somebody needs to write a song.
When was the last one?
Well.
It's been a while. Last year.
It's an annual event.
To go back to one of your questions, do you tell a toilet baby?
Oh, yeah.
Do you?
Yeah. If your dad was around, you'd have a story. Your head was too big. His head was too big to flush.
Jesus. Caught in the bowl.
Toledo, I can't even plunge him down. This one's staying. I'm leaving, though. I'm not sticking around for this. We did what we could.
Jesus, this one's resilient.
His whole body's in, but that head is just, we need a bigger turlet.
Melissa Surgkoff is 38 years old. She lives on the North Shore of Boston, and she thought she was having a kidney stone.
Accidental toilet baby.
Yep.
Okay, not one that she was trying to get rid of.
Called her mom, thought maybe it's a kidney stone. At first felt like it cramps. Sat down on the toilet. That's when the real pain started coming in, and then bloop!
That's the exact noise of human birth.
Yep.
Any of your kidney stones feel like babies, Brady?
I've heard they do.
It's painful. I've heard if that's what a baby feels like, then...
I don't know if I passed a stone. I thought I had a UTI of some sort. I didn't know what was going on.
Is that the one you got scoped for?
No. This was like Labor Day or so. I don't remember. It was like some holiday, but I remember I was in agony. My back hurt so bad.
Yeah.
And so I thought I was just like had a flu. And then I went to pee and it was, I don't know what color that
espresso.
Was.
Espresso?
Yeah, it was.
Oh.
Yeah.
You passed one.
I've never felt a pain like that until this surgery. I would take a kidney stone over what I dealt with this shoulder
surgery.
This is
like
recent? 3 years ago, 4 years ago.
So the last one was basically that same thing.
No, Brett. No.
Brett just put a head on an A&W root beer. think we should put Jay's commentary under it. That's her picture.
I'm Lady Jay Guttentag. I'm about to put a head on it. Let's froth.
59-year-old Kevin Wayne Van Loven. He's a home inspector in Oxford Township, Michigan.
Oh, no.
A few weeks ago, he was inspecting a house, some new home buyers, and the owner of the home happened to look at the nanny cam. Saw Kevin doing something horrifying. One of the bedrooms. She saw Kevin getting it on with a Tickle Me Elmo doll in the baby's room.
Oh,
they show him walking around the room.
Was it in the report?
No class. Yeah, Kevin. Is there a classy
no class. Come on. You could have done that classy.
You could have classed that up.
When well, he was if Elmo doesn't want to do it. Elmo don't like this at all.
Show us where he touched you, Elmo.
Right here. And here.
Tickle Me Elmo rape doll would be the worst. All right, on the rape doll, where did he touch
you? Take this seriously.
He touched me here? That's not funny, Elmo. Where did he put his finger?
Here.
Elmo, why?
And when he was all finished, he put the doll back where he found it.
Oh!
See, I told you, no class.
That's the classless move.
Elmo, not sure, Elmo. Why?
Oh, Elmo.
What are you doing to Elmo?
Elmo's blind.
I love you. What?
I love Elmo. It's not right what's going on with him. The dude that worked him for 10 years was raping people. And now Tickle Me Elmo dolls by home inspectors. He's a home inspector.
Yeah. Elmo passed.
Is that why it takes them 5 hours to inspect a sale? They're going through your stuff?
Depends on what kind of dolls they found.
I also say, home inspector, schmome inspector, get yourself a contractor and walk the house yourself. Those home inspectors have paperwork that make them completely useless. Sorry, home inspectors, you do. I've been through the ringer with a home inspector in the past, and basically he screwed up the entire inspection, and the only recourse I had was a $400 check that I got back. Because once you sign off, and you have to, after his glowing review, he's not held responsible for anything. No, that was a tough lawyering spend on that. So I just learned the lesson. So I pass it on to everybody I can.
A former track and field coach who worked at several universities is accused of tricking female student athletes into sending him nude photos and cyber stalking. At least
trick?
One student athlete. Yes. Steve Waith was the guy's name. He's 28 years old. I think at the time he's at University of Illinois. And he was at Northeastern University in Boston from October of 2018 to February 2019. He would often take the girls' phones and say, I need to, I'll film you on your phone so you can watch your form.
Oh, right. Sure.
But the girls noticed when he's, you know, setting up the filming, he looked like he's scrolling through.
He's taking his time a little bit.
So they started to get a little wary about that. And then he took it to the next level. He said, doing research on body development.
Oh.
And he emailed prospective victims using their personas of Katie Jovovich and Catherine Svoboda.
Doesn't matter.
The emails described a phony study for athletes and requested information relating to height, weight, and diet
habits. How old were these girls?
In college.
And he just knew immediately.
On the track team or just?
On the track team. Okay.
And so he knew they would have nudes in their phone.
Maybe. Wow. Some might, but then he chose these particular one.
All your daughters are sluts.
Yeah. And he'd say, I need photos of you in bathing suits, but the more you can expose
your
body,
the better.
Yep, right. The better for the study. So
how amazing is that? Like
10 victims.
Your phone, not only is it a $1,000 piece of equipment, but you have super. If you had a $1,000 gold plated photo
just
album,
hand it to somebody.
Photo album, and you'd be like, here.
There you go.
Yeah, and there's naked pictures of you in it, and like you'd never do it.
Don't look.
Yeah, don't look here. At it, but here, use it. For what? A photo album. It's what you use it for. It's crazy what we do with this thing. Like, we hand over this. You never in the past would have carried around $1,000 in your hand. And you know, monthly charges and everything else that go with it, with all this private information in it. We do it willingly. It's so strange how our minds just said, okay, and just adapted to convenience over any reasonable logic.
Convenience trumps all.
Convenience beats everything. And we've learned that more in the last 20 years than anything else. If it's convenient, we'll throw away everything for the convenience. And I'm with you. Yeah. Same with me. I do it too, but it is weird when you take a step back and look and go, I shouldn't do any of these things. We talked about signing papers now. It's just electric. It's yeah. None of it's actually there, but you're held liable to it just like you were there signing with your pen.
Kyle Ahrens is 20 years old, and he's in trouble because this happened in Iowa. The college kids were out partying. One guy goes home with his girlfriend, and his girlfriend's roommate happened to be Kyle. He'd been drinking pretty heavy, lays down, goes to sleep, wakes up thinking his girl's pleasuring him.
Yep. No, no.
It's Kyle.
When you're done, we're talking, Kyle.
He's now charged with assault, and he's looking at 10 years in prison.
What? He didn't know Kyle.
He didn't know, and he thought he kind of, you know, semi...
He didn't know. Isn't that kind of rape?
It is rape.
Exactly.
It is
so rape. He shouldn't. Assault. He's defending himself.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I guess that's true.
Yeah.
Thinking of it again, I just thought he was in bed with the guy and they were both drunk.
No. He woke up and he was figuring, oh, this is my girlfriend.
And they go, the dude was under the covers.
Just fixing it.
For a few seconds, I'd be like, damn it. Why is this so great?
What?
And then I'd be really mad.
That's right.
When you finish, you'd be really mad.
Really
all right, break it down for a second. The guy thought it was his girlfriend.
Yep.
Kyle was doing a good job.
And he's like, if this ever gets out.
Yeah, once you find out it's Kyle, all of a sudden performance doesn't matter. You're just mad that it's not your girlfriend.
He's like, hey, once we get through this trial.
But let me tell you,
Britt, are you growing a beard?
For a little while, Kyle was getting it done. Putting the head on it.
Frothy.
Made it nice and frothy. Tell you what, man. Kyle's like one of those 70s playmates. Just loads of hair. But you have to sit back, and the reason he was really, really, really mad, not only was it rape, because it is.
Yeah.
He was really mad because it was working for at least a minute or two.
Ayanna Williams is from Houston, and she just says, the Guinness World Record for longest fingernails.
Yuck.
Just broke it. Total of 24 feet, 7 inches. She grew them for 30 years.
That's gross.
Classic.
Just decided it was time to say goodbye. So a dermatologist cut them off with an electric rotary tool.
Yeah.
I got a Dremel on that.
Yep. One of the big things she's looking forward to is finally being able to wipe.
Is that something she said?
No, she said finally be able to use the toilet without having to be careful. But you have... a couple of pounds of nails. Those things are...
Yeah, they're
twisty. You know those pictures?
Well, yeah. Her other hand, her wiping hand was...
Both hands.
Oh, wow, this is ridiculous.
Yeah, she ain't getting anything
done. Oh, my God, those are... Yeah.
She ain't getting anything done.
One is 24 feet long. I'm not seeing it.
No, it's... You
total
cut them off in total measurement.
I see. She hasn't wiped herself in years.
So she's going to take it lighter next time. She's like, I'm not going to grow them out again. I'm just going to keep them at 6 inches.
Like, honestly, how can she do anything?
She can't. And that is a great way to get out of all responsibilities. Sorry, trying to break the Guinness record with my stupid hands.
Now imagine
she's wearing bracelets. How do you get bracelets on?
Very slowly.
And yes, I know they have clasps, but those ones don't.
All right, you don't know that.
I do.
Okay, I didn't know you worked at Spencer's and that place girls get their ears
pierced. Ain't no Lee Press.
Claire's.
Yeah, where's Claire's? Toledo used to run a Claire's in Montana, evidently. Hi. My name's Dick Toledo. You want your ears pierced? First off, I just want to reiterate, I'm not your father, but my daughter needs her ears pierced.
Bob!
I know who you are. Let's just pierce her ears and get me out of here again. I'm good at leaving.
We'll go down the line. We've got some radio videos.
Okay.
We'll start off with the... Let's start off with the guy, the texting cyclist. Don't text and ride bikes. John, I think you sent me this one last night.
Yeah, this is pretty solid. The guy's texting and riding his bicycle on streets, on busy roads. And I was just kind of hoping that the noise his face made would start off a Nirvana song again like yesterday. Evidently not.
I'm trying to get it up there. It's not going. Hang on. Talk amongst yourselves.
All right, well, we're trying to figure you out.
If you have another one, we could go. Okay.
Yeah, I'll have to do that one differently. Do the other one.
How about the horseback riding?
Horseback?
Steeple.
You two need
chase.
To communicate.
Boy, we are prepared.
This is like French class, huh? We had homework? Si vous plaît? Jesus. No, not here.
Well, he sends me so many.
Is that true, Brady? Are you flooding Toledo with work?
All right. You got five of them. Yeah. Here we go. We got some action, everybody.
Now what do we got? Mom. Horseback riding.
Oh! Oh, man, oh! Drive by Siebe.
Hey, Leute, mein Kunde kann einfach Bett fliegen.
What's that little thing? Mach.
That's rest in peace.
Oh, oh man, those are crass.
It had to have hit to the
hey,
side.
Leute, mein Kunde kann
I can't listen to that little French boy anymore. Yeah. Or girl. What's the difference, really? The horse is trying to jump over a fence and doesn't make it and does a full somersault and lands on the rider.
Yeah.
Mach.
With zero reaction from the French kid.
Yeah.
It's like an average every day.
Yeah. Like.
Man,
what's the aftermath of that? Do we know?
I think the horse had to hit to the side of her body, just missed.
Oh, I'm not talking about the lady. Is the horse okay?
No, they put it down.
Yeah, they had
horse
to.
And had a,
oh, man. That is not to the side of anything.
That is not to the
There's
side.
There's still rider legs underneath that thing right there. Oh. That's a severed spine.
That's what I'm saying. That person has to be dead.
That person's eating out of a tube at a minimum for the rest of their lives.
1,000-pound horse.
Well, yeah. Look at the clasp bracelet, though.
Yep.
Next, we have some girls getting hurt. A little tackle drill.
All right.
Sweet.
A little room tackle drill.
Oh, they're playing tackle football in the bathroom.
Oh!
Is she out? She tackled
she
one.
She is.
And the big girl went into the wall, drywall.
Oh.
She's lucky there's not a stud there. That girl's not going to be.
Oh, my nose.
She'll remember a third of the alphabet. Head into the wall, through the drywall.
And friends
and out cold.
Tommy, there goes our deposit.
Brady, this one's in French, too. What kind of research were you doing yesterday?
I'm international.
Man. Well, he went to that French restaurant, so now.
So not everything he gets.
C'est vrai, j'ai ma poise getting hurt.
Viva your play.
The next one is a guy taking a stroll through the old alligator pit.
Oh,
you know,
this will be good.
People do that every day.
If you have an alligator pit, you got to stroll it now and again.
They're juvenile alligators, but
sure.
They're, you know.
They're immature.
Four-footers.
Playing tricks and not
There's
cleaning
a bunch
themselves.
Of them in there, and he's going in there just in shorts on.
Just standing in the shower. They don't even bathe. All right. He's just going to walk through the pit. This is a bad idea. There's hundreds of
them. Yeah. Make sure he cups the package after the first.
Yeah, by all means.
He picks one up, throws it.
Why?
I have no idea.
What an asshole.
One almost got him.
Whoa.
One almost got him. That did get him.
That one got him.
What?
What a dumbass.
Can we just start
all
sawing?
All for 20 baht.
Can we? Oh, this isn't in Florida. I assumed Florida.
No.
Oh.
He's in the Philippines?
Yeah.
But if I walk through, I'd be going to bite the. Okay. Okay, I do it.
That is.
Okay, I'm going to call an audible on this one.
Yeah.
I'm going to throw up one from Brady's childhood.
Oh,
yeah,
what?
My Russian Brady.
Oh, my God, it is Russian Brady. He's got something. He's like a little fat Russian boy in a car seat that shouldn't be where it is.
It's Brady.
It is Brady.
Listen to him whistle at the end.
He's got that old man.
Yeah,
disease.
He does.
He's got progeria. He's like 38.
He's 38.
He is. He's got progeria. First off, yeah, that's a progeria. We're just watching John Clayton on a car ride. This is wrong.
That's Vladdy Button.
Yeah. He's 38-year-old, but he's trapped in a baby's body.
Now do we have
Because look at the rest of his body. It's too big. He's got something. His hands are like, no, he's got a thing. He's not moving like a baby. He's been around 3 decades minimum.
Could be a dwarf.
No. He's got something wrong with him. I'd want one of those. Little progeria babies.
Would you?
Oh, yeah. They'll walk around with one.
Still a kid.
Yeah, it's just a kid. He's eight. Yeah, I don't want a kid part. I just want him to be like an 80-year-old man. It's good stories. Me walking around with my new plastic surgery and him.
This is the text.
This is the bike.
Cycling, yeah.
Watch this. I haven't heard the noise yet. Texting and riding a bike. And, he holds his feet. What happened to the sound? Oh, that was that little boy's. This doesn't have sound. Okay. Yeah, I mean, he goes right in the back of a van parked. And he keeps his feet, Brett.
And his phone, too. Did you see
that? He kept texting. It was the most important part.
the last one.
Wow.
Good balance. He almost is mad at the phone.
It's impressive.
Well, yeah,
stupid bike.
You got to blame somebody.
Yeah.
Did you move that? And then finally.
Send the Johnson family whitewater rafting trip that didn't last real long.
Oh, this is just a group of Mormons?
They're getting ready to slide into the water. You ready?
Oh,
here
no.
we go.
Oh, it's still on land and they all fell in.
Yeah. Yeah. Paddles up.
I love when Mormons fail at stuff. I love it.
What was the idea on that?
Well, they're going to slide in and they'll be in the water and the whole family will be in, but they made it to the shore and they all fell out of the boat.
A little front heavy.
Shoot, fudge. This water's cold, Daddy.
Dang it.
Mother Funyun.
Oh, switch it off.
That's hilarious. That's a late-term Mormon abortion. They wanted to get rid of about seven of their kids. That's hilarious. They're so happy, too, in their boat, thinking this is going to be a big family adventure. First 5 seconds. And that's doomed. If my family takes me to that and our first move is we all failed and we're not even in the water yet, I'm not going on
You're
the
done.
Trip.
You're
I'm not
done
going
for the
out.
Day.
I'll nope. camp here and wait yep. for you guys. I'll drive down to where we're supposed to stop. I'm not doing that. I mean, come on. We already had our first. Nope. That's it. One crash per thing. We got lucky.
Be like Brady at the start of a marathon. Yeah. All right. Where's the breakfast?
Where's Bubba Gump? Want me some Bubba Gump? That's it. It's 8 o'clock on the dot. That is your Brady Report. Brought to you by Hooters and our friends at Bud Light. It's 98 KUPD.
You guys partake?
I'll partake. Hit me.